Hello, and welcome to the Summit View from Glassy Mountain Advisors. I'm Jordan Smythe, the founder of Glassy Mountain Advisors, and in this condensed version of our quarterly commentary, I'm going to provide a brief overview of our thoughts on the second quarter of 2026 and our market outlook. U.S. stocks rebounded strongly during the second quarter, despite continued geopolitical uncertainty and inflationary pressure from elevated energy prices. The S&P 500 returned 15.2%, including dividends, during the quarter, bringing its gain to 10.2% for the first half of the year. The rebound was supported by stellar corporate earnings. According to FactSet, earnings for the most recent quarter increased 29% from a year earlier, more than twice initial expectations, and marked the S&P 500's sixth consecutive quarter of double-digit earnings growth. The technology sector led the market, driven by continued investment in artificial intelligence and data center infrastructure. Semiconductor and memory chip stocks were especially strong performers, while industrial stocks also benefited from the construction and infrastructure associated with the AI build-out. Performance also broadened beyond U.S. large-cap stocks. U.S. small-cap and international stocks continued to outperform the S&P 500 during the first half of the year, supported by more attractive valuations and improving earnings expectations. Emerging markets such as Taiwan and South Korea, in particular, benefited from their concentrated exposure to semiconductors and other critical data center components. Bond market returns were more muted, with the Bloomberg U.S. Aggregate Bond Index returning 0.7% for the quarter. The 10-year Treasury yield reached a peak of 4.7% in May amid mounting inflation concerns, but later eased by the end of June as energy prices dropped and investors became more optimistic about a potential peace deal between the United States and Iran. The second quarter also brought transition at the Federal Reserve, as new Fed Chair Kevin Warsh took the reins. Although the Fed held interest rates steady at its two rate-setting meetings during the quarter, expectations for future policy moves shifted from rate cuts to a potential rate hike later this year. The biggest factor in the market's change for interest rate expectations was the jump in inflation. Headline inflation reached 4.2% in May, the fastest pace of price growth in 3 years, driven primarily by rising energy prices. Many analysts hope the recent rise in inflation is temporary and believe it could ease quickly on a resolution of tensions in the Middle East. June's inflation report appeared to support this view, with inflation moderating to 3.5%. Despite the rise in inflation, the broader economy remained resilient. Consumer spending held up in spite of higher gas prices, and job growth appeared to stabilize during the second quarter following an uncertain start to the year. Looking ahead, we remain optimistic for a good end to the year for markets. The stock market's impressive rebound during the second quarter highlighted why it is important for investors to stay invested during event-driven market volatility and focus on the fundamentals rather than the day-to-day headlines. Strong earnings expectations continue to support the long-term outlook for the markets, but we believe diversification remains essential for managing risk. Given the recent run-up in AI-related stocks, we think investors should carefully evaluate their technology exposure and consider opportunities to shift funds into other sectors offering better risk-reward profiles at more reasonable valuations. Concerns are beginning to emerge about whether tech companies can continue funding the large amounts of money needed for the AI build-out. Investors will need to assess how much new stock and bond issuance markets can absorb to keep funding the AI boom without slowing its momentum. We also caution that the combination of elevated inflation and changing expectations for interest rate hikes by the Fed has the potential to contribute to market volatility in the near term. Both the markets and the Fed will be watching the inflation situation closely in the coming months, hoping to gain more clarity if recent inflationary pressures are temporary rather than persistent. Thanks for joining us. Take care.